ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
The MMA Hour of Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I will never stop helping and loving people.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm proud of what I've created. It was radical.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Want to mention the Cable Radio Network as well. And, of course, live worldwide on Facebook, facebook.com/ringtalk. Hit the Ustream button and watch the live videos emanating here from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Tonight, UFC 145 going down. Of course, the first fight will be on Facebook at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Then at 7 p.m. Pacific, take that back on 6, at 6 p.m. Pacific time, you'll go to FX Sports, FX Cable. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll go straight up to the main event. Of course, we're talking about the pay-per-view card. John Jones, 15-1. Bones Jones, the amazing athlete he is, 6'4". The only fight he ever lost, he didn't lose. He was beating on Matt Hamill, I think, and he was hitting him with illegal elbows from the top, and they disqualified him. So the guy's like 15 or 16-0, and the guy's the baddest dude in MMA. But, of course, there are so many different ways you can lose in MMA. KO, points, submission, disqualification. I mean, I can go on and on. The bottom line is MMA is a multifaceted point, most multifaceted sport. And, of course, the man at the top, John Jones, taking on Rashad Evans tonight. Rashad's only lost one fight, 17-1-1. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some other MMA news. And Tito Ortiz will be here as well. If you'd like to join us, you can on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You also can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com and the hash mark Ring Talk. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hello out there to all the troops on the American Forces Network.
Gladly give your love to me. Had many loves before, but they left me feeling like a revolving door. And baby, since we've been together, I've not known anything better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
The triangle or the side choke and catch wrestling.
He's going to drop that head down lower, flatten out. He's doing a good job of flattening
catch
out.
Catch wrestling 101. Barnett advances to the final with a first round side choke. It's Barnett versus Cormier for the Strikeforce World Grand Prix Heavyweight Tournament Final.
This is your Strikeforce update. Of course, Strikeforce, owned by the UFC, part of the parent company of Zuffa Sports. But, of course, the UFC 145 going down tonight. But Strikeforce is happening May 19th, the HP Pavilion, San Jose, California. Of course, Scott Coker's got a pretty good card. But on top, Josh Barnett, 36-5, the ex-UFC heavyweight title holder, having never lost that title in the ring. He's on a hell of a roll. I think it's an 8 or a 12-fight win streak. Not sure right now off the top of my head. But he will be taking on undefeated Daniel Cormier. And, of course, Cormier talks a good game, and he's never been beaten. But I don't think he's any match for Josh Barnett. I think Josh Barnett is just a level above him. And Josh Barnett is focused at this point in time. He's ready to rock. He'll be in great shape. He was in the studio a few weeks ago with Scott Coker. But I think that Josh Barnett will be an overwhelming favorite when they fight on May the 19th. Of course, that is the HP Pavilion, San Jose, California. Now, it looks like Strikeforce is coming back in July at the HP Pavilion. It's not confirmed yet, but the most popular fighter to come along in a long, long time, man. I mean, maybe the most popular media magnate since Brock Lesnar, the former WWE star, broke into the UFC. I'm talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Ronda can fight, and she can talk. And she's a 2004 Olympic silver medalist in judo. Okay, she's won all kinds of tournaments in different martial arts. She's a bad, bad chick. She's one of those chicks you would never want to mess with. You would never want her as your girlfriend, even though she's fine. I mean, she's beautiful. She's stunning. There's no question about it. There's a picture of her up on my website right now, ringtalk.com. But the bottom line is, you know, when she's that tough, you wouldn't want to tick her off. Okay? You wouldn't want to get into any domestic violence with her because it might be you calling the police instead of the male calling the police instead of the female calling the police and saying, you know what, my domestic partner just beat the snot out of me. There's a good shot she can do that. Of course, she's taking on Sarah Coffin. That'll be in July at the HP Pavilion. Speaking of more HP and Strikeforce news, the queen, former queen of MMA, I'm talking about Gina Carano, of course, coming off that pretty good effort with Haywire, that first movie earlier this year with Michael Douglas and Antonio Banderas. She's coming back with a movie called In the Blood. They'll be filming that, I believe, in June or July. And then they're talking about putting her in Wonder Woman, making a remake of Wonder Woman, putting her in the spot of Wonder Woman. So if they do all that, I think Scott Coker talking a few weeks ago on Ring Talk Live Worldwide that he expects to have Gina Carano back in the cage, in the Strikeforce cage fighting, I think this becomes a longer shot and a longer shot. I mean, I thought at first, yeah, she's going to have a couple of movies and she'll be back fighting. But she said she can't make a living fighting. She was the highest paid woman ever. She was making like a few hundred grand to fight. But the bottom line is she can't make a living doing that. Not that she needs to make a living. Her father, Glenn Carano, owns all of these casinos in Reno, Nevada. I think the Legacy, Circus, I think I can go on and on. There's a long list of casinos that he owns. So she doesn't really need to make a living per se. Okay, she doesn't even need to fight. She doesn't need to work. She could just kick back. What was she doing? She was fighting, of course, until she took on the Super Whoa Man, and I put a space between W-O and M-A-N. I'm talking about Cyborg Santos. Chris Santos, of course, was suspended a fortnight ago for the use of steroids. And, of course, she stopped Gina in the first round, and nobody's ever manhandled Gina Carano. And that's the way she did. She manhandled her. So what do I think? I think she was on steroids then. Like, I mean, everybody thought, if you looked at her body, I mean, I've got pictures of her up at the website as well, ringtalk.com, an article on Cyborg Santos being out 1 year on steroids, and I've got some Gina Carano news there as well. But the bottom line is, you know, if you look at that picture of her, I've never seen a woman cut like that in my entire life. So her excuse was that she, you know, she was using this, the Stanisol or the Winstrol, call it what you want. It's got two names, but it's a steroid, and it's a weight-cutting steroid. In other words, you get buffed, but you're cutting weight at the same time. So that talks about the ideal steroid. If you're out there and you want to use a steroid, I think the Stanisol is probably the one you want to use. But the bottom line is, but if you put an asterisk next to it, if you want to use it, if you can get a doctor to recommend it for you. But Gina Carano, of course, lost in that first-round KO to Chris Cyborg Santos. And, you know, everybody said, you know, well, you know, Santos is just a better fighter. No, I thought Santos was on the stuff. I mean, she just had that manly look to her. She's got a square chin. I mean, she has all the physical attributions of somebody that has taken anabolic steroids. And, of course, she tested positive. One of the commissioners, John Frierson, tried to get her off with a six-month suspension, saying that, yeah, she didn't know what she was taking, and she only took this because her trainer gave it to her and told her it would help her lose weight. Hey, this is an injection, okay? This is not a cough drop, okay? This is an injection. You inject Stanisol into your body. It's not like you're taking an aspirin or something like that, some over-the-counter drug you got at GNC. So she probably knew exactly what the hell she was taking. In fact, that fight in which she beheaded Hiroki Yamanaka in 16 seconds in San Diego in December, that's been taken off her record. So you got to say, she'll be out a year. When she comes back, she'll have to be clean, at least clean during the testing process. And that's the problem with the testing process nowadays. And that was noted by Dave Meltzer of the WrestlingObserver.com. He was talking about the UFC, and they're not wanting to do company drug tests. They said they test guys when they sign them. They test them at the fights. They shouldn't be having to test them all the time. You know, guys should be clean to an extent. But, of course, Alistair Overeem, the top-ranked UFC heavyweight contender, the man that's supposed to take on Junior Dos Santos in late May, I think May 26th in Las Vegas. Now, he's been called on the carpet by the Nevada State Athletic Commission for testing positive for steroids in a random test they took about a month ago. So he'll probably come back and try to say, you know, well, I took the shot and it hadn't went through my system yet, so that's why it ranked at 14-1. Let me tell you like this, okay? Usually, the highest level, the Nevada State Athletic Commission and their medical advisory board will accept as 4-1 when it comes to steroids. I mean, testosterone. 4-1 level, 4-1 ratio, okay? Overeem had 14-1. The only one I know that had more than that was a guy that named, should I mention it? Yeah, I will. A boxer. A boxer I know had a higher level than that, and they used to call him the Tasmanian Devil. I'll just leave it at that. But the bottom line is he was tested one time, and I was told that his testosterone level was higher than 14-1. But 14-1, that's pretty darn high. And according to some experts, that gives you like a 30% advantage in not only aggressiveness, makes you meaner and nastier, but it makes you stronger. And if he's got a 30% advantage over Junior Dos Santos, the guy that's went through his entire career not taking any of these so-called enhancement drugs, at least that's what he claims, and I believe the man is a man of his word. Of course, he is the UFC heavyweight champion, having taken that title away from Cain Velasquez last November, I think November 12th to be exact, on Fox TV. And, of course, Cain had taken the title the year before from the aforementioned Brock Lesnar, who signed a $5 million deal with the WWE, Vince McMahon and the World Wrestling Entertainment folks. And guess what? He's getting $5 million for 30 dates. I don't know what that boils down to in money. But that's a pretty good payday. So he's getting 30 dates and having to make $5 million. I told you he was a bit of a recluse. He has this ranch. It's like a Ponderosa. All these acres, like 100 acres or something like that up in Minnesota. It doesn't have to be too tough, I guess, in Minnesota to have 100 acres, seeing it's all covered in snow. But the bottom line is he's not a hillbilly, but a guy, a loner. He's a guy that just doesn't go out much. I mean, he's always in the house, close to the crib. He likes to hunt a lot. Not into hunting at all. I think I think hunting would be cool if you gave the deer a gun. I think that would be a fair deal. But, you know, if you're shooting at some deer that's sitting there eating grass, I don't really think that's much of a sport. I think you're just killing something. And, of course, they kill animals to eat them. I'm not big on I can't stand to see the slaughter, but still eat the meat. That was an old Tower of Power song, and I think that applies right here. But Brock Lesnar, of course, back in the World Wrestling Entertainment, trying to take on or make a deal or build up a big fight with John Cena. Of course, Cena coming off the WrestleMania record pay-per-view. It was a record pay-per-view and a record gate. I'm talking about him and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne Johnson, a guy I knew as a kid growing up out here in San Francisco. I used to see him at the Cow Palace when his father and his grandfather, talk about his father, Rocky Soul Man Johnson, would team up with guys like Pat Patterson and Pepper Gomez. And I think at one time he held the tag team championships out here. We had our own world tag team championships in Northern California. See, people don't realize that. When wrestling, before Vince McMahon took over and made it national, it had all these individual territories. Texas had their own territory. Southern California had their own territory. Northern California had their own territory. Oregon had their own territory. Detroit had their own territory that was run by the Sheik. I mean, Vince McMahon, his father, Vince McMahon Sr., the original domain that they had was, I think, New York and Pennsylvania. And, of course, Vince said, you know, I need to expand this worldwide, and he brought it, this thing into almost a billion-dollar company. I'm talking about the world wrestling entertainment business. But, you know, at the end of the day, it hasn't been good for wrestling, I don't think. I really don't think so, because before, when there were two major wrestling companies on TV, and now there's two TV companies or two companies working on TV. I'll get to that in a second. But when there were two major wrestling companies going on Monday nights, I'm talking about WCW and the WWE, then the WWF. But when they were going toe-to-toe on Monday nights, they were pulling in about 8, 9 million people a week. Okay, now about 4 million people a week watch wrestling. So, in a sense, you know, Vince McMahon has cut off half the audience. I don't know if they dislike Vince McMahon or they just don't like the WWE product. I don't know what the story is on that. But the bottom line is, you know, their attendance is falling, and now they're getting their own television network because they can't rely on USA Cable. They thought they were going somewhere else outside of USA Cable about 8, 9 months ago. And USA said, you know what, we're not interested in signing you. And they went, huh? Yeah, we're not. We heard you've been, you know, negotiating with other networks. Just go to your other networks. Well, the other networks like Spike and places like that couldn't come up with the same money that USA Cable's coming up with. So they had to bring it back to USA Cable, and they're getting less money than they were getting before. So they got, because they went out and shopped their product around, Vince McMahon got screwed over. So now he's going to start this World Wrestling Entertainment Network, which I think is going to be a major loser. I think like the, what was that, Extreme Football League he had or something like that, where he tried to change things around and make a professional football league. It went off well in the first week, and after that, it just nosedived. Before you knew it, it was out of business. Well, I think that this WWE pay-per-view channel or cable network or whatever you want to call it, I think it's going to kill it. I don't think there's enough wrestling fans that really want to watch that are really going to pay money, going to put extra money in their cable bill each month. I mean, your cable bill's high enough. I know mine's. I've only got, you know, the basic channels, and I watch my HBO and my Showtime and events at people's houses or at Ricky Sports Theater over in San Leandro, California. I watch a UFC over at Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. And that's where I'll be watching UFC 145. Of course, the first fight starts at 5 p.m. on Facebook. And then, of course, it'll go all the way up until, like, the pay-per-view starts at 7 o'clock Pacific time. It'll probably go until about 10, 10:15, 10:30 Pacific time. I'm talking about UFC 145, of course, in the main event. John Jones, a once-beaten John Jones, but he wasn't beaten. He beat himself. He was disqualified, taking on a tough dude. He's only been beaten once. Of course, he knocked Chuck Liddell out with one punch. I'm talking about Rashad Evans, but Rashad Evans is a 6-1 underdog, and he's not a live dog at 6-1. Somebody said to me, you know, I bet him he's 6-1 underdog. Well, you'd be throwing your money away, like Larry Merchant, the HBO Godfather, used to say. It doesn't matter what the odds are. If the guy's going to lose, he's going to lose. And tonight, Rashad Evans is going to lose. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The insiders look into the world of mixed martial arts. Got some more MMA news coming up. Of course, Tito Ortiz at 40 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, currently airing on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And of course, the American Forces Network. Hello out there to all the troops. I might come.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Go on top here.
Check it, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. If you're thinking about stealing tonight's pay-per-view, no, I'm not talking about UFC 145. I'm not talking about stealing it on your computer and watching it at home, maybe some international stream or something like that. I'm talking about if you're a sports bar or your restaurant. Don't do it. I'll tell you why. $4.7 million is what the UFC has collected in the last 5 years from people that have been stealing their broadcasting and airing them in their sports bars and this and that. It only cost you $1,000. $1,000 to buy the UFC event. $1,000. $1,000, okay? The average fine's been $32,000. Some bakery in New York City paid $102,000 because they were doing it time and time and time again. Okay, but the bottom line is, don't steal the pay-per-view if you're a commercial event, because being in the private investigation business, every time a major pay-per-view comes up, I see an ad on Craigslist, and it says, you know, we're looking for PIs to go around and check sports bars on the night of these big pay-per-view events. You know, they're trying to hire people for May the 5th, that Floyd Mayweather-Miguel Cotto match. And, you know, I think that's pretty silly. I really do. I mean, they only pay you if you actually find a pirate. They're not giving you an hourly fee, so that's a bit of a rank. But the bottom line is, $1,000. And you're risking at least a $32,000. The average fine is $32,000. They've collected $4.7 million in the last 5 years, has the UFC on illegal fights. Speaking of illegal, no, he's not illegal, but he is He should be fighting at his age or wrestling at his age. I'm talking about Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan put his house on the market in Florida, I guess about 2.5 years ago. He had the starting prize at $25 million. Well, I think the real estate market in Florida must be hurting a little bit because he sold it last week for $2.5 million. That's right, 10% of what he originally thought. Speaking of last week, Alexander Gustafsson, of course, he's Swede. He looked pretty good. Once beaten fighter, unanimous decision winner in 3 rounds over Thiago Silva. From the first round on, it was all Alexander, just all Gustafsson. I mean, the Swedish crowd went berserk over there. BJ Penn was over there, the world's greatest lightweight as far as the UFC is concerned and MMA. But the scores were 30-27 twice and 29-28. Now, BJ Penn says at the age of 33, he's not shutting the door. He's not saying no to another fight. But right now, he's going to concentrate on the BJ Penn UFC gym he's opening in Oahu, Hawaii. Of course, he's a Hawaiian kid by nature. And he's always spent some time with us in Northern California. He trained down in San Jose and Silicon Valley for a long time. And we wish him the best of luck, whether he wants to come back or not. That's all up to him. I mean, that is his business. New York City, New York State, where the world of mixed martial arts and UFC is illegal. Well, 39% now in a recent poll. This is a poll of everybody, every age bracket. 39% think that the UFC should be legal in New York State. 41% think it should be illegal. 1.9% think it should not be illegal. When you look at the female end of it, I mean, the young females think it should be illegal. Okay, 35 to 49, 52 to 38% opposed. And from 50 to 64, it's 68 to 21. So the older you get, as far as your female is concerned, the more you think that, we don't want UFC. We don't want the Ultimate Fighting Championships in our state. But the bottom line is eventually they will get there. I know there's some union problems going on because the Fertittas run a non-union casino. The casinos that they run down there in Las Vegas are a non-union, and that's causing a big stir in New York City and a couple of other places. They don't want the UFC there because their parent company is part of the Station Casino Corporation, and they're a non-union thing this and all night. You know, it's getting old now. It really is. It's really getting old. I think the MMA and the world of mixed martial arts needs to be exposed in New York City to the Big Apple. I think Madison Square Garden should end up having a card real soon. And I think it'll happen before the end of 2014. No, I take it back, 2013. Ain't going to happen this year, not with those poll numbers coming out. Speaking of the UFC, June 23rd is supposed to be Chael Sonnen against Anderson Silva in Rio de Janeiro. Originally, they were going to have it in São Paulo, I believe, but São Paulo has a 2 a.m. Curfew as far as sound is concerned, so they had to move it. Now they're talking about moving it to June the 30th. Now, if they did that, that means they're going to come back 1 week later with another pay-per-view show on July 7th featuring Tito Ortiz and Forrest Griffin. Speaking of Tito Ortiz, he's coming up after the break right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But, you know, I think that pushing two pay-per-views in the same week, that's a bit of a stretch. I really do. I think that's just a bit of a stretch. And, you know, Dana White's supposed to be a business genius, but I think sometimes the calendar, you know, you just can't beat the calendar. Injuries, of course, as I said, the original arena in São Paulo, Brazil. They're going to do this in an outdoor soccer stadium, so they better get on it. If they're going to sell tickets, they need to get going on that right now. But they have not announced an exact date yet. But they're looking at doing it on the 30th of June instead of the 23rd. As I said, having pay-per-views 2 weeks apart is tough. But having pay-per-views 1 week apart, getting somebody to dig into their pocket for like $40 twice in a week, I don't know. I don't even think the diehards want to do that. Come on, man. Of course, you can go over to Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, and see it for a fraction of that, and you get to watch it on the big screens. You get to have the ambiance of a live audience there. I mean, if you don't want to spend the big money and watch the UFC at home, like I think it's $44 or something like that now to watch a card at home, if you don't want to watch it at home, go out to a sports bar. They'll charge you $10 or $15 for maybe $20 max, I think on the high end, but I think mostly it's around $15. To get into a UFC event. You get in there, you can have some food, you have a few drinks, you have your buddies there. It doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. Or you can have a pay-per-view party at home, you know, like we used to do in boxing. That's right. You get three or four people to get together and make sure they bring their money. Like my cousin Jim, make sure he brings his wallet because we used to have these pay-per-view events at my house. And Jim would be invited, Jim Lutz, and he was my blood cousin. And he would always show up without his wallet. I mean, he would never have it. Hey, Jim, come on. Three events in a row, we see the pattern, okay? But seriously, get three or four people to come together, $10 a pop, sit down, watch a UFC at home at somebody's house. on pay-per-view or go out to a sports bar. Because I think it's getting a little expensive. They want you to pay $44 2 weeks in a row. So that's $88 on your cable bill on top of your already cable bill. And cable bills are going anywhere now from like $60 on the low end to like $150 on the high end. So you're going to put $88 on top of that? I don't think so. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. If you'd like to partake, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
you
something?
Know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Minsoo Kim trying to keep him in close. That's it. Eating him. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Excited here at ringside.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are blessed with a UFC icon, folks. I'm talking about the Huntington Beach bad boy, the former UFC light heavyweight champion, Mr. Tito Ortiz. Tito, how's life?
Doing great, man. Actually, up in Big Bear, California, getting ready for UFC 148. But they got me up early this morning trying to promote. So I'm excited to watch the fight this weekend.
Now, Rashad Evans and John Jones. Rashad Evans, a 6-1 underdog. You think those odds are a little long?
No, I don't think they are. I think Rashad's going to get crushed in three rounds.
Yeah, I was of the same opinion, and people told me, what about the odds? I said, well, 6-1, 10-1, 5-1, it really doesn't matter. I think John Jones is going to win here going away. How good is John Jones?
I think he's the next generation of MMA fighters, man. I watched this kid, and at the age of 23, he's done some things that I've been in wow about. I mean, like I say, a different type of fighter, a new hybrided fighter.
Okay. How's the family? How's life at home?
Doing good, man. Doing really good. Just, working away. You know, we got our back and forth, as all families do, and just working to make it more stronger and stronger each day.
Okay, that's good. Let's talk about a sensitive issue right now in the UFC, testosterone replacement therapy. You don't believe in that, do you?
No, not at all. I've been fighting for over 15 years now, and I've never had to. And if I have to, then I'm walking away from the business. But, you know, I think I'll be walking away from the business before I even have to anyways, because I got one more fight on my contract, and I'm done, man. 15 years. I've did 2 decades, and my body can't take it anymore. You know, these young guys coming up, and, you know, I think I've planted some seeds, and now they turned into some big bushes now that, you know, with my clothing company, Punishment Athletics, you know, my supplement line, Punishment Nutrition, of course, the gym I just opened up a year and a half ago, Punishment Training Center. You know, I got a lot of things to work on. Instead of using my brawn, now it's time to use my brain.
Okay, so this is definitely a fight with Forrest Griffin, your last fight. This is it, huh?
This is it, man. I'm leaving on my own terms, thank God, and I don't think a lot of fighters get that chance, but I'm going to have that chance, and I'm thankful for it.
Okay. When you look back at your UFC career, holding a UFC light heavyweight title, being the flag bearer of the company for a certain amount of time there, what comes to mind?
You know, I think of just showing what hard work and dedication can achieve. You know, I've done so many things in the sport. I can't put my finger on one exact thing besides winning the world title and defending it 5 consecutive times, being the longest reigning light heavyweight champion. I've done so much, and I think just being an inspiration in people's lives, you know, I think that's been my goal. That's what I've always wanted to do. Just inspire kids of knowing that you can achieve anything in life, because I came from nothing, and I've achieved so much.
Okay. I guess it wasn't such a surprise that Chris Cyborg Santos tested positive for steroids. I mean, she's built like a man. I call her super.
Kinda, yeah, huh?
I call her super woe man.
Right.
I mean, she's all, of course, off a year, and she's the only one to beat Gina Carano. Now there's a new chick in MMA. They call her Ronda Rousey, Rowdy Ronda Rousey. How tough is she? 5-0, 5 stops.
She's really, really good. Actually, I watched her fight, and dang, that girl got some skills, man. And of course, being a judo Olympic gold medalist. You know, she's has learned the game. She's putting striking into it, and she knows her submissions. She knows the wrestling base, so she's a very dangerous fighter.
Is she like the equivalent of, when it comes to doing stand-ups and professional wrestling, Ric Flair of the female division? I mean, she could talk to talk.
Yeah, she can talk to talk, and she can walk the walk, too, as the shows. And I think that's a promoter's dream, I think, and she's not that bad looking either. She's cute, and she's tough, and I think very sellable. And I think people like our girls like her would keep the division around.
Okay. Now, when you were the flag bearer of the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships, they weren't the billion-dollar industry that they are today. Of course, you helped build it into that billion-dollar industry. But are you surprised that the sport has grown in such a rapid rate in the last 10 years?
Yeah, you know, as fast as it did, you know, I thought we would get to that point, but just not as fast as we are. You know, it's worldwide now. I just got back from Sweden, the show in Sweden, and they're very educated on the sport. They went crazy for me, and just shows the respect value, which I was very thankful for. You know, in Brazil, it's huge. You know, all across the world, Australia is huge. England's huge. I mean, this is not only just here in the United States. It's worldwide. It's kind of almost like soccer, man. It's getting that popular.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, because the UFC Ultimate Fighter, of course, the longest-running reality show here in the United States, is now the UFC Ultimate Fighter in Brazil. It's the second most popular program in the country, next to Big Brother, which has been the number one program for about 8 or 10 years now. And then we're talking UFC Australia versus the United Kingdom and UFC Ultimate Fighter India. So it truly is a worldwide sport.
Yes, and I think this is probably one of the sports besides football, or as they call it, soccer, that you can have another person, and it's just you can learn moves on your own, and you could be better by drilling the moves on your own. You know, you don't need a ball, you don't need you know, a bat, you don't need a glove. You know, you just need a bag and, you know, some mitts on your gloves on your hands to punch and watch videos and have a training partner.
When you look at the current state of the heavyweight division right now, Junior Dos Santos, probably one of the best strikers ever to reign as UFC heavyweight champion, of course, taking out Cain Velasquez last November, and then Cain took out Brock Lesnar before that. Now, of course, Brock is retired. But Alistair Overeem now is the top-rated contender. He tested positive for testosterone, a steroid, about a month ago in Las Vegas during a surprise test. And now his fight with Junior Dos Santos is up in the air. Dos Santos really doesn't want to fight him. And, you know, I mean, he says he'll fight him if he has to, if he's mandated to, but he really doesn't want to fight him. What would you do if you were in Junior Dos Santos' shoes?
I would fight anybody they put in front of me. You know, they're not best friends, so why not fight him? And they're going to have him being tested. Make sure he passes the test. It's just one of those things, this sport, if you're going to, you know, you're going to keep your integrity. I mean, and keeping your integrity is by being clean. And I think that's the number one thing. That's why this is called a sport.
Okay, of course, we're talking with Tito Ortiz, folks, the Huntington Beach bad boy who will go July the 7th, correct?
Yes, sir. July 7th in Las Vegas, the MGM Grand.
Okay, so this is your ring finale, your octagon finale. No question about that. There will be no comebacks or what? Are you walking away here?
No, I'm taking a step out of it, man. Now it's time to use my brains instead of my brawn, man. I got other business stuff to come about, you know, and the sport's grown so much. I can't keep up with these young guys anymore, man. There's one thing that I can't beat, and that's father time.
Father time. Tito Ortiz, of course, the former UFC heavyweight champion. Tito, what's the website like? What's the number? What's the domain? TitoOrtiz.com?
It's actually Tito Ortiz and .com. Of course, Punishment.com is my clothing company. And, of course, people could follow me on Twitter at Tito Ortiz.
Okay. So when you look back at your entire career, and I may be redundant here, but I'm not trying to be, what stands out? What is the one fight that stands out in Tito Ortiz's career that was your defining moment?
God, there's so many. I can't have one. I'd say there's maybe three of them. When I won the world title at the age of 23, you know, when I beat Vitor Belfort in the decision after getting my nose broken in the first minute and a half and pulling that off. And this last win that I had against Ryan Bader when I wasn't supposed to win and I choked him in a minute and 51 seconds. I think those three fights are the biggest fights in my career that were the most emotional ones for me and for my fans, I think.
Right. Tito Ortiz, our guest, folks. Question for you, Tito. When you look at all the different ways there are to win and lose in MMA and in the UFC, I'm talking about submission, KO, points, TKO, disqualification. I could probably go on and find about 10 more other ways to lose. How can you say John Jones is unbeatable? I mean, because that's what I'm saying, that John Jones is unbeatable. So how can you prove me? I mean,
well, let me tell you, he got the youth on his side. The kid's 23 years old. He got the confidence on his side. He's just walking through people. I mean, you can't just walk through Rampage Jackson. He walked through Rampage Jackson. And he has skills like no other. He has a wrestling base. He comes from collegiate wrestling. His striking skills are great because he worked with Greg Jackson. You know, the question is how does he fare against another wrestler who's going to shoot on him? And I think that'll be the test, and I think that's going to be the question on Saturday night. Will he be able to stop Rashad's takedown? And I think that's what makes this fight so exciting. And they both were training partners. They were supposed to be friends. And now, you know, Jones said they weren't friends, and Rashad said they were, and they said they weren't supposed to fight. It kind of has a resemblance of me and Chuck Liddell. So I think this is probably the biggest fight since me and Chuck Liddell.
Now, of course, Chuck Liddell getting knocked out with one punch by Rashad Evans. That was Rashad Evans' real shining moment, whether or not he won the UFC light heavyweight title a couple of fights later or not, and then lost it in his first defense. But, you know, Rashad, to me, doesn't seem to bring the fire to the dance. I watched him against Phil Davis in his last fight, and I thought that Phil Davis was a level below him, but yet he didn't seem to be able to light the fire against Phil Davis. Will he be able to light the fire against John Jones? Will he be able to get up? I mean, will this be a competitive fight, or is John Jones just going to blow him up?
I think it's going to be a one-sided fight, and I think it's going to be John Jones stopping him in the third round.
Okay. Hmm. So what is Joe? What
I think. I mean, that's my opinion. That's me looking from the outside in. You know, I just see the skill set and the size difference. You know, Rashad's 5'10". John Jones 6'5" with a 84-inch reach. I mean, that's and the wrestling skills and the striking skills. I mean, and the confidence and you know, and everything he does from this point on of promotion, it's all been positive. Rashad has been negative, and usually when you do negative stuff, it brings you down a little more.
Okay. He's 6'4", the 84-inch arm span, and of course, the only fight he lost was on a DQ, I think, to Matt Hamill back in 2000.
Yeah, and he was killing Matt Hamill.
So actually, nobody's ever beat him. He's only beat himself.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's talk about your, before we let you go, let's talk about your fight with Forrest Griffin, your third fight with Forrest Griffin, your Octagon finale, UFC Swan Song, July 7th on pay-per-view from Las Vegas, Nevada. What does Forrest bring to the dance at this stage of the game?
You know, heart, man. Guy has big heart, great cardio, and he likes to stay in the pockets and punch, man. He likes to put on a show as I do, so I think that's what's going to make this fight so exciting. I think fans are going to love it. You know, the first two fights we gave, we got five of the night on both of them, and so let's do it again, but I'm going to get knockout of the night.
Okay. Knockout of the night, that's July 7th, folks, UFC. Of course, on pay-per-view, Tito Ortiz and Forrest Griffin duking it out for their third fight. Tito, is there anything you want to say before I let you go?
Nah, man, I think we're all good. It just, of course, all the fans go watch this fight, UFC 145, Jones versus Evans. This is going to be, you know, one of the biggest light heavyweight fights since me and Chuck Liddell, and it's going to be very exciting to watch. Let's see if Jones is really untouchable. And I think on Saturday night we're going to find that out.
You know, I want to thank you for 10 years of doing radio with me, man. You've been a class act. You're a class act for the sport. You've been great for your family. You've just been an all-around, not a bad boy, not the Huntington Beach bad boy.
Well, that's why I changed my moniker last year to the People's Champ, buddy. Come on, get up with the times.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tito Ortiz live on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, you're inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Tito, all the best to you and the family, and good luck.
Right on, man. Thank you much. I appreciate it.
Don't forget to check out the website, folks, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, for your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Back in a minute, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America.
They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He's recovering from an accident.
Little bit of the Duke there. Great John Wayne. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA. Tomorrow, big next Sunday, on the Sports Byline Network, 11 a.m. Pacific time, we'll talk boxing and mixed martial arts as well. And covering UFC 145 will be Pat Barry, the UFC heavyweight. He's always a great interview, and of course, he's an entertaining guy. We'll have him around tomorrow to talk about the results of tonight's UFC 145 card. Now, let me go through the entire card for you. It starts at 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific time on Facebook. That'll be Maximino Blanco taking on Marcus Brimrich. And then Chris Clements versus Keith Wisniewski. The FX sites, they start at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. They aren't really big names, but there are some pretty good matches here. Mac Denzig taking on Efren Esquerdo. John McAdese taking on Antonio Nicaruna. And Stephen Thompson taking on Matt Brown. And Travis Brown versus Chad Griggs. The pay-per-view show, and I like these fights. John Alessio versus Mark Bosek. Mark Comic versus Eddie Yagan. Michael McDonald versus Miguel Angel Torres. My guy Dave Meltzer says that's going to be the best fight of the night, he thinks. And, of course, we've got my man Brendan Schaub taking on Ben Rothwell. And, of course, Rory McDonald and Che Mills. But Brendan Schaub on the show last week, an outstanding interview, very good fighter. We're going to see what Brendan's made of when he takes on Big Ben, because Big Ben brings it, boy. Big Ben brings it, and he tries to fight each time, every time he gives 100%. So Brendan Schaub better have his A game with him if he thinks he's going to be able to beat Ben Rothwell. Ben Rothwell is huge. He's going to come in like at 265 officially, probably weigh about 285 come fight time. That'll mean that Brendan's given up about 35 to 40 pounds, so he's at a weight disadvantage there. But he's young, he's strong, he's a good guy on the ground. He can ground and pound. He's got his jiu-jitsu skills together. I think Brendan Schaub's a pretty good all-around fighter. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget Sunday show. We cover boxing and mixed martial arts, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history. They should put me in the Guinness Book of World Records. 27-plus years now, just talking boxing and MMA with you radio fans. So until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, get out and see UFC 145 tonight. It'll be on pay-per-view at a sports bar. Until next week, peace, love, and lots of respect.